Ujonga kule nane?
Okay,
may ujonga kule yen. Okay.
1 2 1 2. Tingalunga mazo seven zana. 1 2 1 2.
Butem palela stulup ne?
Nam tim palela.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure she's trying to find.
We are ready. Nesibeta somo sime. So. It is Wednesday, 21 June 2023. The time now is 4 minutes past 4. Welcome to Talk to Your Mayor radio program. We are coming to you live from Walter Sisulu Local Municipality. We are live on our Facebook page, WSLM Walter Sisulu Local Municipality. We are also live on Takalani Community Radio as well as the Unique Community Radio. Let's greet and warm welcome you at home. And I'm not going to say that I'm going to say that I'm going to say that Councillor Vania Davis is going to say that I'm going to say Sikwanalo ke nethemba lokubana njoba siqhuba njena sibe naye umphathiswa wasebe lezokuhlaliswa koluntu MSC for Human Settlements uMSC Siphokazi Lucithi ozothi asijoine eziba ixesha lehamba. Siyayiqonda ke into yokokuba ubhizi naye apha khoyo usepalamente baphendula imibuzo kwipalamente yephondo. Kodwa ke singaphosisanga maseko sidulophu masikubulise sikwamkele enkqubeni.
Enkosi msasazi, mandithathe ithuba ndizibulisele kuwe nakubahlali nabalandeli bakatakalani ne-Unique FM nabantu bakuthi that are following us on the live streams. I'm greeting every resident of Walter Sisulu. Ndithi molweni, dumelang, goeiemiddag, goeiemiddag.
Alright, so dolophu masiqale kulo mba ngela xesha in fact nge-30 kaJuni council ibihleli yalapha Walter Sisulu. Phakathi kwezezinye zento ezithe zenzeka ngalamini uye wanika ingxelo yobume bukamasipala nesicinga into yokubana ezinye zezinto uthe wazithetha phayana siza kuzichaphazela kule nkqubo yethu. Masikukhumbuze ke mphulaphula ekhaya nawe into yokokuba ungathatha inxaxheba kwinkqubo yethu ngokuthi usibhalele kwakunye nokuthi ke usibhalele kukhasi lethu lonxibelelwano noFacebook. Khona ke iposti esixhomileyo phayana, zikhona inumbers ezijikelezayo apha ezantsi kwesikrini sakho ozokwazi ukusenzela i-voice note kuyo wawugqiba okanye ubhale xa ufuna ukubhala kwalapha kuWhatsApp okanye usifowunele kwakuyo loo nombolo leyo. Sidolophu, phakathi kwezezinye izinto ezenzeke ngalamini ibhunga liye lahlala laze la-adopta i-IDP ne-budget kamasipala. Mhlawumbi ungathi kutheni kubalulekile into yokokuba ezi documents zibe ngalamini ziadoptiwe libhunga phambi kokubana wenze intetho yakho yobume besithile?
Enkosi msasazi, I think mandiqalise kulo mba into yokuba ndibulele abahlali baseWalter Sisulu, thanking them for all of them that came forward that took interest and also expressed i-views zabo informing the IDP and budget yethu. But uyazi ke msasazi, after considerating or considering zonke views zabahlali, what normally happens, we come back to the municipality, we sit down together as leadership with management, and then we compile a consolidated report on the views and the issues that are hampering or hampering e-community alapha Walter Sisulu. That is why ke ngoku ngalamini we were able to formally or finally adopt the formal IDP and the budget for council. And masithethe le nto ke sasazi into yokuba le budget esiadoptileyo ngalamini, it's going to start functioning from the 1st of July 2023 up until the 30th of June 2024. So siyabacela man i-stakeholders zonke zalapha ekuhlaleni that mabasebenzisane nathi Singu Maspala throughout this financial year, so that we are able to envision or actually get to the vision of this municipality in terms of service delivery, in terms of extradicting the requests that has been made by our community. Enkosi Msasazi.
Wakuba, wanikezela intetho yobume besithili. Phakuyo uye wayinika i-theme i-State of Municipal Address, isithi Year of Decisive Action to Build a Strong Foundation for Financial Viability of the Municipality. Bekutheni uzukhethe le theme?
Msasazi, what is very important? I see when we go back to the history or maybe to the inception of Walter Sisulu Local Municipality, it has always been themed that asinamali singolo maspala. So we must inform also the community of Walter Sisulu that we are under mandatory financial recovery intervention as per section 139.5 of the constitution. National no provincial treasury has sent teams that came down to the municipality in assisting us to create a financial recovery plan, which is focusing strictly, Msasazi, on the implementation of how do we improve e-finance management yetu. Siyanjani pambili sungu maspala, sikwazi ukuba sibe nemali kulo maspala. So le team esuka kwa treasury has engaged kwi sessions ezininzi ne management, isukile kwi management, yaza kuthi singo councillor, yasuka kwa councillor, yaya kwi labor unions na kwi creditors zetu zalapha zasape Walter Sisulu. So the key achieving point that we are striving to achieve as Walter Sisulu Msasazi is at least to have 80% revenue intakes that is coming from the municipal boundaries. Because we all know that as umaspala, we are mainly benefiting, or we are mainly a grant benefiting municipality. So that's why it is important, and that is why we chose that theme for this year, so that we accelerate. We have money there, but we only need to get it in. And how do we get it in? So Treasury has come on board. They have given us all the ties and the ways of showing us as to say, hambani ngalondlela maspala, nikwazi ukuba nifumane le vision yenuka 80% of ensuring ukuba nifumane lo revenue income yenu.
Do you think the target or the 80% target of revenue collection is achievable? I understand that National Treasury wants the municipality to at least collect up to 80% of its revenue. But do you think, looking at the environment in the municipality or the areas that are within, it is achievable?
In all honesty, it's doable and it is achievable. Under the following prescripts, Msasaz, your accounts. I think we urge sicela wonke umuntu walapha Walter Sisulu. If umuntu uyabhaqa into kuba i-account yakhe ayikho right, makangahlali endlini azicingela into kuba le account yam izazilungela. No, come to the office, come and tell the people at the office into kuba kodwa le ndlela ninibhilisha ngayo andiqondi kakuhle, cela nindincedise. Two, when I'm Msasazi, if we find out that maybe la account really was built wrongly, yalungiswa loo nto. But if we found out this is what you are supposed to be paying, we really request our community members to pay their account. So it's two-way. It's either the bill was not done properly or the bill is intact. In both ways, there is a mechanism of a solution. Esinokwazi ukuncedisana singu maspala nabahlali.
0684938000 0684913800. That's where you get hold of us. You can SMS, you can WhatsApp, you can call, you can voice note on those numbers, so that you can interact directly with the mayor of Walter Sisulu Local Municipality, Councillor Vania Davids. So to look, uthethe ngomcimbi obalulekileyo wabantu emabeze bazojonga ii-accounts zabo into yokokubana zile nto eziyiyo na. Mhlawumbi umyelezo wakuthini kwabo abathi bebekade bephangela ngaphambi, bekade bengaphangeli, ngoku bayaphangela but basahleli befuna ukufumana ezankonzo simahla?
Into efaneke yenziwe wena Msasazi, mabeze kwamasipala. And we also know that IGG is made for abantu abangathathi ntweni. But also the IGG is also looking into two or the total of two amounts of maybe umntu ofumani kamkam, be it disability or be it old age. So if maybe when we are pangel, we are chopa, as normally they would say, and it is less than that amount, you qualify uba ufumani IGG. But amount that do not qualify, it's those that get more than la 3.6, if uzawudibanisa eza amount ezimbini. Also, msasazi, aba bantu abasebenza luhurumente, they know very well in tokba abazu kwazu kamla kwi IGG. Kodwa yona IGG ikona, umntu xa ke funa uzozivela apha eofisini, they are more than welcome into okuba bazocela banikwa ulwazi bancediswa noncediswa if bayakhwalifaya emsasis.
Ingaba yiloo nto umasipala ebone kufanelekile into yobana makenze le nto ekuthiwa yi-meter auditing, akajonge ii-meters ezizombane into yokokubana ziqhuba okanye zisebenza kakuhle nangale ndlela ezazifokwe ngayo.
Yenye indlela esibonayo into okuba msasiza sincedisa kule nto ukuba sikwazi ukukholektha imali yethu. We have seen apha Walter Sisulu that most of our money goes into electricity losses. And into esibhaqileyo is that abantu bakuthi bayawutsipha umbani walapho. All right. Kuzawuthiwa kum ke ndingumeya. Kodwa meya ibikhona ixesha apha kwafika umasipala wazoyenza ngokwakhe. Indeed, there was a process. If we all can remember Msasazi 2020-2021, where the systems changed, then we quickly had to make arrangements so that our people don't sit in the dark, where we had to go and overlock those boxes. But we had a register of people that were actually benefiting from that overlocking of these boxes. So we know in Togba, those are the people that, or those are the consumers that we said in Togba needed to have that facility taken place. But now, Msasas, we are finding, njengoba kuyenziwa le meter auditing, that there are people that are not even on our lists, but they've tampered with ama box. And it is very easy for them to say to us, but it was e-technicians zenu, mayor. For example, I had an issue yesterday in my office where two young girls came in, bathi kum intokba umban wabo ucinyiwe. The question is, ucinyelwe ndoni? Because bebe peteza split meters ezintsha for eza box ezintsha. No, kufike abantu pa and then bazo vali box. Just to find out, having spoken to my technicians, what happened here? Are these people part of that list that the municipality had to actually tamper with themselves due to the problem that we had in 2020-21? And it was no, Msasas. People are tampering on their own. And the way the municipality then went about in tampering that time, there was a way, there was a mechanism that they used to say, and talk about, okay, this was done by the municipality, we were able to identify it. If you did it as an individual, we are able to see, because ayikho la lock besifakile thina kuko idrati papakati. So that is why I'm also requesting to the community of Walter Sisulu, please let us just be honest. If somebody came to your house and came to tamper with your box and the person is from the municipality, come forth. Give us the person's name so that we make follow-ups, because I feel abanye now are trying to take a rider on those ones that we needed to overlook that time due to that process that we were going through. So it's all just a matter of people being honest with us. But indeed, Msasazi, it has come clean that abantu bakuthi are tampering with the boxes. And unfortunately, kengoku, we will have to find them. Because kaloku, when you tamper with a box, it's money lost to the municipality. How am I going to go and close e-portals? How am I going to have e-street lights? How am I going to provide you with adequate service delivery? If kwa wena, you are robbing yourself from that services. So I plead to e-community members. And I'm not shying away, Msasas. If there is any complaint, Let them come to the office. Let them go to technical services. The director is there, the PA is there, the senior electricians are there, so that we look into issues that we feel in Dogba. Maybe nyan lena, ayongalondlela sicinga ngayo. But I really plead to the community of Walter Sisulu, yeke lento niyenza yokutsipa umbani, because now it is putting us all in a bad state where people need to pay back. Or people need to pay fines, abanye abanawo lo mali, but it's also bringing the municipality into a disrepute to say, ntokuba, but maspala ninayo mali, niyanjani ukuba niyofuna le mali yenu. So it is very important that we work as a team here, the community and the municipality as a whole. Thank you very much, Mr. Sass.
In finding those people, are there any penalties? I hear that you are saying you are charging them penalties. Mhlambe, just to give the listeners, in terms of how severe the penalty is, how much are you looking at if you have found that I have tampered with the meter?
When you tamper with the meter, you're looking at 5,509. Mm. Rounding it off, it's approximately 5,510 rands. And that is only for the fine for the tampering. You have not looked into the reconnection fee, where the reconnection fee is at 825. So all in all, that is running close to 6,300. So just imagine, you go and tamper on something that was given to you for free. All you needed to do was uthenga umbani and just keep it like that. But now you have to cough up close to 6,300 so that you can be reconnected. So that's why, Msasas, it's very important that abahlali take us serious when we tell them in Dogba, siyanicela, cela ninga temperishi ngombani, because there are strict repercussions that we need to deal with then afterwards.
In an event that they are not paying for those penalties and the reconnection fee, that would mean that they will be left out, not being serviced in terms of electricity services.
I'm not even going to dwell in there. In Zima and in partisan talk, but if we don't start showing the community how serious we are, they will never take us serious. Mm. We are not there to fight with them. Mm. They must get it right. We want everybody to have electricity. We want people not to be finding themselves having to pay fines. But also, listen to when we reprimand. Listen to when we make gestures to the community saying, "Ntokuba, bahlali base Walter Sisulu siyanicela, kanike nisuke kulento niyenzayo." And unfortunately, Msasazi, if it has to come to a point where some of our own officials are implicated, that will need to take a route as well. Because we are the ones that are supposed to be helping our communities. We should not be the ones that are distracting the communities of actually being given proper services. So those are the issues that we are dealing with currently pertaining this meter reading. Yes, Mr. Sass.
Let's go straight to indigent registration. So you spoke a bit about it at the beginning, that for those people that cannot afford to pay for services, the municipality is giving them services for free through the indigent registration. Have you run the program of indigent registration, or how long have that program taken? And if umuntu uthi, I've applied to be part of indigent, but I still receive an account from the municipality, can you take us through the indigent registration? Did you go to people and say people register, or you just assume that people come on their own?
Msasazi, the process started or was to start on the 17th of April, where I know that there was communication sent out to the ward councillors. It was on our Facebook page. It was on our boards, outside notice boards, to inform abahlali to say ngemine thile will be in this ward, ngemine thile, and we were able to do all 11 wards. But we have picked up on Sazas, bambalwa abantu abafikileyo compared to the last indigent registration. And I think as the municipality, we are taking great concern into that. But then it will also need us as a municipality to see in Dogba, how then do we better the process in ensuring in Dogba we go and get those people that are in dire need of our services. Yesterday we had a meeting with stakeholders where SASSA actually indicated they want to work with the municipality. And also maybe the way we went about doing it this time around. For them, they felt in Dokba, we needed to come much more closer. We needed maybe to also give the community more time because there are still people going to the offices, maybe looking for those letters. We still see them coming to the municipality. But what is important for me as a mayor is to ensure most of or maximum, the maximum of award, we should be able to look into at a ward-based level. I wouldn't want grannies to be streaming into the municipal offices. So I have taken it upon myself that I will be speaking to the chairperson of finance with the CFO to say in Dokba, how about we take it, we stretch it a bit longer, like it was done previously, Msasas, where you'd maybe stay 2 or 3 days in a ward, where you at least get a lot of people going into the halls, where you have your stakeholders, SAPS would be there, SASSA will be there on hand to assist our community members so that you don't find them going from home to town, from town back to the hall. All those services will need to be there. So those are strides that we are taking to ensure that the next round that we're going to be having is actually done more in depth and we are able to attract more IGG applications to the municipality.
Maybe as part of encouraging the residents, those who qualify to be indigents, in terms of coming forward when that program is being repeated again, as you indicated that you'll be speaking to the chairperson of finance and the CFO to ensure that they repeat that program. For those who will be reluctant to go for whatever reason or for no reason at all, how would you encourage them to come forward? That's the first question. The second one is, how is this IGG registration, indigent registration, assist the municipality in terms of revenue? I understand that being an indigent doesn't necessarily mean that you are getting a free service, free at all. It means it's a subsidized service that you are getting from government. How is the municipality being reimbursed by national government in terms of that?
I think Mankala, your second question.
Yes.
We do get a grant from Treasury in terms of the amount or the level of IGG applications that we are getting as a municipality. So it is very important that Abahlali really takes advantage of the process. And to lom to us, we've seen in the first run where maybe we made mishaps. It is for us just to go back to the drawing board and ensure in Dokba we up our game and we ensure in Dokba we are able to have more IGG members actually coming down and applying for this grant.
So in and all, you are saying, so Dolopo, Ibandu Kuvakakle, abantu mabeze in their numbers, because if they do not come, and they still want to receive those subsidized services, they are disadvantaging the municipality from getting the amount that it deserves in terms of that grant.
It's both ways. They are disadvantaging the municipality and they are disadvantaging themselves. Because the minute or when you don't go back to re-register for EIGG SASAS, you would see most there is also that 50 units extra, Yomban. The minute you don't come back to reapply, when you go and buy electricity, you don't benefit from that anymore. You will also start getting bills to say, Ntokba, get it, tilekela uzobhatal. And then you'll run in a frenzy. So it is very important, Ntokba, bamane besiza bazohlaziya. Yearly, they should do that so that they are able. But I'm not saying if ufumene umsebenzi, no, that is giving you 6,000 and up. Okay, it's fine. You will come to the municipality and say out of your good heart, Msasazi okanye manager ndifumene umsebenzi ngoku. I don't think into kubanza uphinde ndize, but normally you don't have to do that because eventually kwayona iyaziphelela mosi IGG. If you don't come back to re-register, then automatically you get to say into kuba hayi lo mntu mosi use right. It doesn't do it automatically for you on the system. So both ways, if you don't come to re-register or register yourself for IGG, we lose portion of the grant. But then if you also don't come, you don't benefit from what you're supposed to be benefiting. As I say, you're not being billed. You are able to get your free units when you go and buy electricity. So it's a two-way street here. So it is requested from both sides. We should both meet each other halfway as the municipality, nabahlali, Mbase Walter Sisulu.
Ndiyayifumana ke ngoku sithi lofu ithetha ukuthi loo nto yiloo nto abanye abantu bemane befika koomasipala besithi hayi mna bendizazi ndifumana i-free basic services ngoku umasipala uyandibhila ityala lam selikhulile ithetha ukuthi loo mntu khangaze azothi ndiseyi-indigent xa funeke erenyuwishile atsho into yobana useyiyo i-indigent.
Injalo siyabakhuthaza ke sasazi bangadinwa bazomane batshekishe into okuba izinto zam pertaining i-IGG ziserayithi na, akho nto etshintshileyo, akho nto eshotayo, so that bahleli bexamlile kuloo nto kuloo grant esibanikayo. In all essence ke wena msasazi, as I've been saying to you, IGG is actually something good. We must just utilize it properly. We must not utilize it ukuba sisebenzise esirhoko kwabanye abantu. This is what government is giving to the underprivileged, to those that really cannot assist or be assisted in any way by themselves. So we are there to assist them as the municipality.
Nkosi kakhulu sodolophu, masiphinde sikhumbuze umntu osibukeleyo kuFacebook nawe osiphulaphuleyo kwiitakalane community radio nakwi-unique community radio that sikusasazela ngqo inkqubo ethi ithetha nosodolophu wakho. Sikusasazela nasilapha eWalter Sisulu local municipality. Nawe kapha ekhaya ungathatha inxaxheba kwinkqubo yethu ngokusitsalela lo mnxeba ku 0684913800 0684913800 masiphinde sikwazise mphulaphula ekhaya into yokokubana sikwalinde naye uMEC we-human settlements apha ephondweni laseMpuma Koloni, kodwa okwangoku usekwindlu yokwisomthetho apho aphendula khona imibuzo. Uthi uzawusixelela ke xa sele egqibile uphendule imibuzo ukwenzela ubana azokwazi ukuba nathi apha enkqubeni. Siyathandaza nje kuba umbane uzawucima ngo-5 kungoko siqale kwangoko into yokokubana ze lithi lifike la xesha abe sele ekhona emnxibeni. Ingathi kukhona umntu osemnxibeni ngumphulaphuli ne. Alright, khona umphulaphuli osemnxibeni. Molokhaya
ubelindati
molokhaya
yesiaaele kunabantu ababhala imitha ne ezamanzi sinakyalo bayahamba phana eilitini and then banengaphandle ehekeni. After bebengaphandle ehekeni abangeni bajonge nje i-adress yendlu bagqide. Ikweshini yami yokuqala leyo. Eyesibini, abahlali basesesithi kune-VIP toilet, zibhene za-VIP toilet phana esesithi. So ke ngoku bangancedakala njani abantu in order kuba zikwazi ukuba zi-drain kuphana isile. I think unamezani yam
ndicela uphinde uxolo andikuva tu ilayini yakho ibonakala ngathi isbed okanye usemoyeni. Bendicela uzame ukutshintsha iposition uphinde uzame kwakhona.
Uyavakala manje?
Yes, yes, ingathi uyavakala. Ngicela uphinde kwakhona.
Ikwesini yam isiqala ne kunabantu aba babala ii-meters ezamanzi bayeyilithini bayadlula nje aba bantu aba nabangeni kwezinto ezezilinu but still babhale inumber andazi ukuthi bazibhala kanjani. Ikwesini yam isiqala lezo. Ikwesini yam esibini, abantu baseSoul City kunezaa toilethi ze-V I P zigcwele ezaa toilethi ze-V I P so bangancedakala kanjani in order ukuthi bafumane like efsinte ukumeya wayithembisile ukuba kamaya kamasipala bazayifumana lakshiya ukwenzela elalindleki alikwazi ukwehla zingagcwali za-VIP toilet. Ndiyabulela kakhulu.
All right, and the Villa Glomba where VIP toilets and the Kinsaganga Glowa Kalumba Nobana and the Kvekasena Meta Auditors. All right, Siza Ungana Glom Timbi, we meta auditing. Inga to corner of Missing Liban Gwakona, Molenakai.
Kunja and Kulua.
The Pelinkos Mjane?
And Kona, man. I am Kulua Ventella Obuza, Umamomea something, man.
Yes.
What happened to credit la 57 it's more than 9 or 10 years I want to bakhela mabhangaleni and nothing is happening so ngifuna ukubuza I progress and the time frame because okoko abantu babuzwa basathepiswa into esa feli jwale re batla ukwa re
No problem. Sikuvile mhlekazi. The reason why sifuna uMC iba makabe lapha sifuna yena athethe direct kwi issues as the department le engu yakhe ngoba umeya ku talk to your mayor ube khona ugqithileyo uphendulile kwi issue yezindlu nakomnye ugqithileyo nomnye ugqithileyo kungoko ebone kufanelekele into kokubana maka invite uMC so that naye azawuzivela uba nethini ningabahlali balapha eWalter Sisulu aziphendulele kwezo issues anazo sizawuhlala ke emthandazweni okokubana uzawugqiba ukuphendula iiquestions phayana singekagqibi apha ungekacimi umbane akwazi ukuziphendula ezo mhlawumbi in an event that singamfumananga umeya uzokwazi ukuziphendula ezinye zazo ezo questions ezo sidolophu kukhona umbuzo wokuqala obuvelile phaya ubuthetha ngemeta auditors ezingafikeleliyo ezindleni zabantu but ba-assume ii-numbers xa besenza loo nto leyo umbuzo wakhe wesibini ubungumba welindle athi liyagcwala
okay enkosi msasazi mandibulise nakwabaphulaphula bebengenile ndibabulele I think let me start kule nto yelindle I will report it to the district because remember water and sanitation is under the district. But then also on that issue, Air Soul City at this present moment, we have like informal settlement development that we are busy undertaking where it is going to go into phases. They see in Togba Seku scraping Lelanguku. They are busy compounding that and ezandlela to become paved streets. And then after that, kuza ufakwa manzi ne toilets. And that is what we are working on with human settlements when I'm sasazi. But the issue of those toilets, I will then make sure in Togba, I report it to the district in Togba, maziyo kritu apa. Two, I don't really get what is umsasazi saying. Umsasazi if lo upulapuli lo, pertaining the meter auditing. Because the meter auditing that we are doing is focusing on the electricity boxes. Leya manzi, I am not so clear of Ndogba. Is he maybe referring to le yasembanen? Because remember, Tina, what we're coming to look for embanen is to check Ndogba, are you the person that is supposed to be staying there first and foremost? Two, is it the right address that you are coming to? Three, the box that is being put against your name, is it the correct box? And lastly, is this box being tampered with or not? So, andiyazi lamanani athetha ngayo uthetha ngantoni, because if it has to do with into e-water meters, then it must be the district that is busy with their own duties, maybe checking if the meter boxes are working, if they are not working. So we might need to have a clarity point of bangene zindlini esboxini zombani okanye baphelela apha ngaphandle esboxini zamanzi. Thank you very much, Mr. Sasa.
All right, masiqhube sidolobha ingathi ukhona a voice note esinayo kwela cala. All right, singabe siqhuba sidolobha masingene kumba we refuse collection ngomnye womba obuchabazele xa bawusenza intetho yakho yobume besithili yobume bomasipala mhlawumbe ungathini nge refuse collection ungathi i refuse ngenye yendlela omasipala aqokelela ngayo imali ngokuthi achole inkunkuma niqhuba kahle izikhalazo bezikhona uthini umcimbi wazo nezi addressile.
Enkosi Msasazi, if you can remember in the last time or the last session we had, mekukwangena izikhalazo to say into kuba inkunkuma ayibuthwa ngexesha. We are proud to say as the municipality, kulo financial year ka 2022-2023, there has been an improvement, Msasazi, because we were able to go or utilize a timetable ekhoyo that has been set for the municipality. Ngexesha ethile sizabe set down, ngexesha ethile sizabe sekasi, ngexesha ethile we are in Mzamo Mhle, ngexesha ethile sise Ovestine. So that timetable has been working for us, but we need to narrate Msasaza sizuzifihla. We are just going to be honest that we are still facing issues of refuse collection at James Kalata, at Steinsberg and Venterstadt. But what we are trying to do as a municipality is that we want to work as hard as possible to get enough money so that all these three towns are able to have their own trucks, so that we don't find ourselves have to take one and take it to another town or use a tractor to go and dispense into inkunkuma. So that is a plan in action that we are having as the municipality, so that we are able just to ensure into kuba ezandown nabo bayaqhamla ngendlela efanelekileyo kule nto ye refuse removal.
Apho ndiza khona lo mba we refuse collection ndiwudibanise nalamba besincukula ngawo ngasentla we meter auditing ne accounts ezibesincukule nazo uya kumba wendlela esibhila ngayo abantu. Abanye abantu uyo Paul into kobana babhilwa njenge resident njenge households, abanye babhilwa njenge businesses. Iya londo kumba we buildings. Ingaba mhlawumbi elisetyana lenu lezindlu apho kwamasipala liyayenza na lento yokujonga uba izindlu zakhiwe ngokwe-plans ezi-approve kumasipala ngokwale ndlela abantu bebethe baza kusisebenzisela yona. But ke phambi kuba siwuphendule lo mbuzo ingathi khona umphulaphuli ekhaya emnxibeni. Molweni ekhaya. Molweni ekhaya.
Kunjani?
Isaphile enkosi kunjani?
Hayi kuhle. Uthetha nonabohokhe ndinemibuzo yabantu abangumkhokheli mithathu. Ekuqala umbuzo umalunga ne-airport holes ezilapha endleleni ukuba why kuthathwa idongo ukulungisa i-airport holes. Akune budget for ezi-airport holes na for zona ngoba xa kuamanifaka utole idongo njalo imvula netha iimoto zihamba kuphinde kuvuleke ii-airport holes ezinkulu kakhulu. Second question, i-issue ye-Pella Park imikhukhu ephaa babekufakwa umbane why kukhitshwe kwezinye iindawo only to find out abantu xa belandelela loo nto bachazele ukuba ngabantu belihamba intlanganiso abafakelwa umbane abePella Park aphezana. And the last question ilapha ibhaliwe ke yokuba bathi uthi nomntu xa esiya kumeya okanye xa besiya kumeya bayocela incedo kumeya, imeya uvela athi kubo ayizomemba ze-ANC. How truthful is that? Unceda abantu amalungu e-African National Congress pha okanye unceda nabanye abantu. Kwelo ndilizwi lam bhuti, ndiyabulela kakhulu. Okay.
Alright, sikuvile ekhaya ngulebohang Rhasibe lowo ukuba ndimva kakuhle sodolophu. Ndicinga into okokubana phambi kobana sibuyele kuye masigqibezele la question ebesesithetha ngayo yokokubana mhlawumbi kule nto yokokubana ndakhe indlu sodolophu ndithi ndizawuhlala kuyo umasipala andibhile ngoko loo nto uba ndizawuhlala kuyo emva koko ndibone sentinebhizinesi. Ithini mhlawumbi indlela yenu ndingumasipala yokuqinisekisa into okokubana ishishini libhilwa ukuba kulishishini indlu yokuhlala ibhilwa ukuba kuyindlu yokuhlala.
Msasazi, thank you very much. I think this is another warning to the community of Walter Sisulu. We are warning you now. Wherever we find a structure being built and there is no plan submitted to the municipality and it was processed ngendlela right, unfortunately, we have to penalize you. And we are going to penalize you 4 times the amount of that building plan. 2, if you don't prohibit to that, we can go with you to court. We can even go as far as to demolish, because this is a resolution that we have taken as council. But also remember, Msasaz, it's not only a council resolution. It is law. When you go and build, you cannot just go and build for the sake of building. We need to detect where you want to build. Is it accessible for you to go and build there? Are you not building on somebody else's land? All those issues need to be taken into consideration. So, Abe Walter Sisulu, iphelile ngokulonto. And we really want to warn the community that if you have started and you have not submitted a building plan and it was not approved, I would advise you to stop immediately. Get down to the municipality and uyenze izinto ngendlela right, so that singazifumani into kuba siyoxoxa ezikhot okanye kuzawunyanza kuba sithathe TLB siyodiliza i-buildings zethu. It is very important, Msasazi, because there's a lot of issues coming into the housing department where you'd come and see umuntu encroacher kwenye indawo yomnye umuntu, somebody is staying on somebody else's land. How then do you explain that as the municipality? And the only way you are able to explain or be held liable as a municipality is where you have assurance that the building plan that I approved as the municipality, here it is. But if I don't have something at hand or to speak to, then it must just null and void. So it's a stern warning. It's a warning, Mkulu. So if it is being done, I really would request a community to stop with that, go down to the municipality and ask for the proper help that will be given to them.
Ndiyarhalela sodolophu uphendule kwisityholo esenziwe ngumphulaphula emoyeni ukubana wena ujikisa abantu uthi abayo-ANC awuzubanceda.
Yes, Msasaz, what I've picked up of Abantu, Kamandi, here's my office. I think the mayor's office, you've also seen, it's more of a call center, customer care center. I will never do that. I have never done that. And if I was doing that, it might have not been enough, because I am here to serve the community. I don't care if you are ANC, if you are DA, if you are EFF. There are people coming to my office on a daily basis. And you know at times what is procedure, Msasaz. Intokba, kale faniku yenzi into, into appointment, ukwazibonume. My office is open the whole day. Everybody calls me, everybody chats with me. So law of unundikyola, hayi makazenzele. All I know, I am serving my community to the best of my advantage. And even if I must say it myself, I think I'm one of the most accessible mayors that you can get. Because we speak on Facebook, I get WhatsApped, I get calls, I respond to them. Those that I'm not able to respond to, my manager in the office is there, he's hands-on, I'm on the ground, so I lower is just trying to drive his own motive. But that is just part of the job. You become green although you're black. So we take it as constructive criticism. Indeed, Msasaz, if I really was only looking to ANC members, I don't think an EFF would be actually feeling assessed to me, because there's many coming to me. There's many of them that wear the DA, the EFFs. I help them. I have to help them. Now, babantu, Ward 9. If mnabendungulam tintokba, they are not ANC members and these ubanwetis, abantu base Ward 9, bavotele opposition. You want your opposition leader. And we are working as we are working in any other ward. So, law of fake esas kyol. I shame. Makagayo ipupa kako. Abu ya azon kalela kakle ape office niyam. My office is open from 7 to 5. As it is, I'm even sitting here right now. But yonakum, it's constructive criticism. And I don't even feel bad about it. Because I know what me and the collective have been doing for the community. And lastly, Msasaz, Walter Sisulu itself is a multi-party municipality. Within my executive, I've got two oppositions. In my executive, community services is an opposition party. Finance is a chairperson of an opposition. And we don't work as if we are opposition. We are a council. So, kum, it does not matter what color t-shirt you wear. I am here for one mission and one vision only, to serve the community of Walter Sisulu. And that was the mandate. And that is the mandate that we are keeping, despite even the color of the t-shirt that I'm wearing. Thank you very much.
All right, so Jolop, masibuyele kulamba we tariffs ebesiza ungena kuwo umasipala uqale financial year entsha nge-first ka-July kulonyaka and ingathi kukhona ne tariffs eniza kuzinyusa ndingumasipala khawusithele tsuphe
enkosi Msasazi mandi qale ngalento kuba abantu abafuna uzibonela into iterrace bangaya ku www.wslm.gov.za. Property rates kulonyaka mali will be at 5.3%. Refuse removal nayo will be at 5.3%. Then electricity game sasas will be at 15.1%. And zonke ke zizawuba increases effective from the 1st of July. Taking into consideration when Msasaz, the tariff that was approved by NERSA nationally was standing at 18.65%. But in a single maspala, sati noko noko, we cannot hit our community like that. Hence, kalok ngoku tina as e-council, we then approved to a maximum of 15.1%, which is effective from the 1st of July, 2023.
Nyinyiva ngokwa 3.39% abahlali base Walter Sisulu xa uthi unesa uthe nyusani tariffs ngo 18.65% but nina nazinyusa ngo 15.1%.
At the end of the day, our community means a lot to us. So where we are able maybe to discuss or where we are able to speak to our people or to NERSA, we do that. To negotiate as to say what best is going to serve the community of Walter Sisulu local municipality.
Ndiyayazi sotolophu lenza ibuzo into ba obuyichaphazele kakhulu kwi state of the municipal address obustablishile kwi veke ezimbini esiqhithileyo nge 30 ka May. But for the benefit of abantu abasibukeleyo nabasiphulaphuleyo ngoku mhlamba abanye babo khange bazinike ithuba loko kubana bayobukela into yokubana ubusithini okanye bakumamela ngalimbusithini. Khawuphinde usithele tsuphe ngokwezinye ii-programs ubuthe nezawuzenza zingumasipala zi-infrastructure development kule financial year ezawuqala ngoJulayi. Just a summary.
Enkosi Msasazi. Msasazi, ikhona nje umbuzo ibisuka ku Mr. Khasip kulomba indokba, and I think it's very vital that I answer that. Because you will see where I'm heading to. Kubuzwa indokba kutensi vala iportals as na budget now. I am proud to say that TAR has been ordered. But we have suppliers that we buy from. And the suppliers just happen to be local suppliers. When you take the supplier from the database, you inform the supplier, nankumsebenzi, the supplier says to you, yes, I'm ready to do the work. When it is time to deliver, the supplier will tell you, ntokba anamali. So that is also a request to our local suppliers. To say, ntokba, when we request a service from you, We are doing that because we want to grow our local economic development. And mandanga oko when I'm sasazi ntokuba, when we need something, we need to go out. Don't give us wrong information. Don't give us wrong, maybe in what is zako to say, at least no, I've got a reserve in Yanapa, I will be able to buy that. So that is why our supplies of Indo Ita is taking so long. We had a local supplier that was supposed to supply us, and then they just hit us at the end. They just hit us at the end of not being able to supply. But we are waiting for our supply, and we will ensure in Dogba we do adequate work in that. But in saying that, Msasaz, we have a project of the resealing of the streets in Maltswai that will be focusing on Arborview and Springs. We are also completing blocked projects. Remember when we came in as this leadership, there were still projects from the previous term that were not finished. And we made a plea to the community of Walter Sisulu, or we said in Dogba, Sizaz Griba, Agnet in Dogba Sishia Ipemuta projects. Who is going to finish them if we don't finish it? Because it is in the behest of the community to ensure we finish those. So those are on your stadiums and on the roads. We're also focusing on constructing new public infrastructure, focusing on the roads, electricity, water sanitation, and waste management. When we're speaking to roads, Msasaz, I have said this in my summer. Throughout Walter Sisulu, some areas might be better than others. Some areas might be worse than others. We are focusing really in depth on our streets, on our infrastructure, because it's dilapidated. And how then do you, in a way, get people coming to your municipality? How do you attract investors if you're at, like, your infrastructure is not up to scratch? So community members are going to see with each, in each and every town, there is going to be something happening pertaining streets. But I will then also have a clarion call to community as a Walter Sisulu. Go onto our web, go and look into the IDP and detect as to say, where exactly are these projects going to take place? But all I can say, it will be taking place in each and every town of Walter Sisulu. We also have the upgrading of access and gravel roads. And then local construction sector development. That is something very close to my heart as well. Because what I've picked up, having worked with Mr. Hamadi from the LED section, is that our contractors or our local contractors is from grade ones and grade twos. So we want to ensure we actually bring them up to a higher grade, and that is why we are putting here where we will be having that construction sector development. And then, as we have stated already, the formalization of the municipal approved informal settlements. Says Kalisile, Evula Vala, that is what 6, your R58s, Esda Martin, Apendwen, A Watt 8, and then you have now we are currently working Esol City, A Watt 9. So those are the works that we are busy with as Walter Sisulu local municipality.
Utetange stadiums, Utetange Tene Craven, ne Saramorosi Stadium. All right.
Yes, I am speaking to those two stadiums because, as I say, those were the two Bermuda projects that we were left with from the previous term. And all I can say, Msasazi, I'll be on the ground within the next 2 weeks onto those stadiums where I will be giving the community a glimpse on the progress that has undertaken in those stadiums. Remember, the Danny Craven was in the news for all wrong reasons, whereas we made it clear as a municipality, we have not finished that stadium yet. We have not handed over that stadium. So I'm looking forward to that process where I'll be handing over that stadium formally, where I will be calling SABC to show them in Dogba. Only now are we handing over Lentole Stadium. The same with Sara Murosi. There was still work that needed to be finalized there, and that is being done now. But as I say, we will keep the community abreast as I will be on the ground so that they have a glimpse as to say what it is that we have achieved thus far as Walter Sisulu.
All right. Buge wa teta nange programs as it covers a sector departments. Buge wa na yone engagement in the Department of Health. Kukunye no Sandral. mhlambi bona bathi izindoni abaza kuzenza ngoku infrastructure apha eWalter Sisulu.
Usandral, part of e plowback or part of e community-based programs Zab, we had a chat with them. If we can remember, they started here on the R58 from Malitswai going right through to Barkley. They gave back in where they started closing Ezinyi potholes, where they also did a sidewalk for us. But then they even came, they're even going a further further now, where we had conversations with them to say, Ntokba, hey guys, you see how our internal streets are within the CBD, within town. So they will be assisting us with that as well, Msasazi, where the streets then will also be made available to the community so that they can see in Ntokba, this is part of the plowing back of Sandral. That will also be happening in Burgersdorp, where they will be coming to finish off a project that they started there. But then also part of the plow back, we will be focusing on roads that needs rehabilitation within that area. The same with Steinsberg, where they will also be plowing back. So they are giving quite, they're doing quite a lot for the municipality. And I must narrate this. This is actually in line with our IDP. Because we are focusing on infrastructure. Where they're able to assist us in closing the gaps, they are doing just that. So that is all going to be taking part in the new financial year, which is starting on the 1st of July. And those are projects that we are really looking forward to and really sending our gratitude towards Sandral and our Pili that have been working with us as this municipality to actually assist us on these endeavors.
Ubuchaphazele nomba othi uye wakuthatsha kakhulu enhliziyweni yakho xa busenza intetho yakho we-electrification of informal settlements. Nekungumba besicimbana sizawungena kakhulu kuwo xa ekhona u-MEC ka-human settlements, but kuyabonakala into yokokuba ipalamente iqhube yade yagqithise kwixesha bebecinga into yokokuba ndabazo bebegqibile ngalo. Kodwa ke masibulele kakhulu ku-MEC igesture yakhe yokokuba enqwenela ukuba nathi apha namhlanje sithi sawuphinde simzame kwakhona.